gotta be sick. Look at this. A Duke hat. All I need is some doofus with a Duke hat to come wandering up. And it's now happened.
Yep.
So I got that going for me. That's great. That is super.
You knew he was going to be rocking the Dukies.
It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We have located the one person in Kansas City that likes Duke. They're here. They're here. And they came over to say hi to me. Yeah, just so happy. Just so damn happy. Don't know what to say. We are live at Rockin' Brews Restaurant here in the Prairie Fire. Great spot to come watch some NCAA tournament basketball. Got all the games on, and, of course, happy hour's going on all day long. If the games are on, so is happy hour here at Rockin' Brews. Half price on all 53 taps, $5 select apps, so they got a bunch of the apps that are just $5 so you can eat. They're great, great food made from scratch. It is absolutely fantastic. I've just had to watch a gentleman eat onion rings, and it makes me so jealous. So jealous, because they are so good. But I don't know that I can handle onion rings 2 days in a row, because I did some damage on the onion rings yesterday at the studio. I can tell you that. Update you on where we are in the NCAA tournament. Four games going on right now. Minnesota up 10. Louisville's got it down to 74-64. And that one, they're at the under 4 TV timeout. For that one, it is LSU by 12 over Yale, 53-41. 13.5 to go in that game. Auburn up 9 on New Mexico State, 28-19. And Vermont is a 7-4 leader early on Florida State. Upset special.
Boy, the Seminoles not exactly torching the Nets.
What are you saying?
Four points in four minutes. It's not going to probably get it done there.
Two made buckets. A point a minute's not going to be the answer?
No, not usually.
No, we'll see.
Not unless you're Georgetown and whoever they, what was it, 37-36 winner?
Over Princeton or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Vermont Catamounts.
One of the great names.
7-4. There's one guy in the city that's happy.
That would be me, barreling towards the perfect bracket.
Right. No, somebody had went Vermont in our pool.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was.
It's the guy from Vermont, you dip on.
Oh, yeah, we'd be one, our friend Sean. Sorry if I didn't instantly recall the birth states of every one of my 50 friends.
I think you're clearly padding that number.
Maybe.
That is probably heavily padded.
It's probably 5.
People you know are different than friends.
That's
just
true.
FYI.
Well, if I know a million people, I have like 5 friends, though. 5 people that will tolerate it. Do you have a rooted hatred of Vermont?
I don't like them. Twofold.
Was it 05?
They beat Syracuse, upset us in like a 4-13 game. And then our buddy Sean reminds me of it every single
Well, that's probably why you know he went to use Vermont, because he's always barking at you. He didn't talk Vermont with me. Talks music with me.
You didn't hear him yesterday when he goes, "Hey, I forgot to call you. Last week was the anniversary of Taylor Coppenrath."
Oh, nice.
Because that was the star player for Vermont that stuck it to us.
Wow.
That's the beauty of the NCAA tournament, remembering horrible times. Oh, remember that time when our life was miserable because we lost? Yeah, I do. It was almost as bad as this other horrible time.
Yeah, I gave you a little smart activity last night, but that, you know.
Every player.
You were in a championship game. My team hadn't been to a Final Four, so I really can't say much.
Every player named Smart. Oh, what do you think about that guy named Smart?
And then the worst part was that Tate's like, what was that story again? Well, Tate, it goes back to 1987.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we haven't discussed the player pool.
We have not.
I think I got a pretty good squad. You know what that means?
6th place.
Yeah, if I'm lucky. I get a lot of people who ask about the player pool.
Yep.
And basically we just get, you know, you can get however many people you want together. I suggest at least 8.
Yeah.
8 to 12, and I suggest drafting at least 20 players.
Yeah. Like 20 is a good number. You got to have 8 people.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it with 10 if you want to dip your toe in the water, but you want to get into, I think you want to go deep enough to where you get guys that are, you know, are only going to play one game and you're drafting them.
And you're going, why do I take the four point a game guy who's going to play six games, or the 22 point a game guy who might play one?
Well, nowadays they're 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody scores like 22.
No, that's
anymore.
True.
So you're taking 18 point guys. Yeah, that is it. The top of the food chain went like what, Curtis? How'd the draft go yesterday?
Draft went Zion Williamson,
okay.
R.J. Barrett,
okay.
Cameron Johnson. That was my pick at three.
Cameron Johnson from
North Carolina.
Please.
North Carolina.
You're the one who was always on everybody about what school.
I have to fill the entire thing out. Coby White, North Carolina. Grant Williams, Tennessee. Jarrett Culver, Texas Tech. Like a first
reach.
Time, first bit
reach.
Of a reach.
Who took him?
JD.
LeBeau
took him.
Guys, what is he thinking? He took him, and then he proceeded to take the entire Houston roster.
Yes, he did. How many Houston? One.
He's got like four Houston Cougars.
Three. He's got, only ended up with three. He
felt like eight. Felt like
it
eight.
It did. Then PJ Washington, Kentucky. Some idiot took Kyle Guy from Virginia.
That idiot would
actually,
be me.
I actually like that. That's fantastic value for the seventh pick.
Eighth guy who
fires up, hits a lot of threes for a one seed.
Eighth pick.
Yeah, that's one of the better eighth picks, eighth
Thank
overall
you.
Picks I've seen.
Virginia will lose in the first round again.
Ignas Brudzdilekas.
I was maybe going to take him with the number one overall pick, and I got him at eight. Because I think
that's
Duke's going to get upset. So I was thrilled with my draft position. So that's why, again, it's going to go to hell in a handbasket.
Ignas Brazdikas, Michigan, went to Vermont guy. Rui Hachimura of Gonzaga. And then the final number one first pick was Brandon Clark of Gonzaga.
To Boger. But not Boger.
It was Raider.
It went to Boger through Raider.
Yes. So you see.
Like the NFL via, trade route, yeah.
It went to Boger via Raider.
Yeah. I thought that was... That was interesting how Boger had soccer practice and he had somebody there drafting for him.
Yep.
But that was the first round. But I'm satisfied with my team. Are you satisfied with your team?
I am too. I'm probably more satisfied with my team than I have been in any season.
How many years have you done this?
Every year that I've known you, so 20.
Okay, and so, and you won what, four
never.
Or five? Oh, never.
I have never won.
I forgot.
I finished third a few years back. I got high score last year, but I was not in the money. I have finished last. Everyone in that group has finished last at least once.
I haven't finished last, have I?
Yeah.
When did I finish last? Prove it.
I think.
I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
I just, like Mick says, I don't remember those.
Not as often as Dan.
I will tell you, Ferguson owns last place.
Which is bizarre because I might know three people who know more about college basketball than Dan Ferguson. And God bless his heart every year. It's
Bomb.
Just like, wow. How is that possible?
Yeah, how do you do it?
Your knowledge blows mine away. How do you do this?
I don't know how many people follow the NBA closer than Craig Brenner, but he is always a train wreck in our NBA fantasy league. So that's not it. But Mick Schaefer's right.
I want guard heavy.
I am going to tell you, Mick Schaefer's right. When it comes to fantasy sports, I am realizing that if I didn't have a good go of it, I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Like, I only remember the years that I was pretty good, or I don't remember it. I've noticed that because I honestly can tell you I don't ever remember finishing last. You sure I did?
Yeah. And let me see. I look back. I went back to, like, 14. There was one. I have to figure out what it was. You did finish last.
I honestly
know I finished last.
I'm sure I did. But I have realized since he pointed that out, like you got to put it out of your mind.
Right.
Just got to move on. You got to live life like a defensive back.
Go to the next thing. Go to the next.
You know, assuming success, feeling like you're the best, and forgetting any mistake that you've made.
You finished last year. You finished 6th out of 12.
Solid performance.
You don't want to know who won.
Who did win?
Jerry Martin.
Oh God, that
finished
is a nightmare.
1 point ahead of Rob Brenton. 1 point, and it was toward the end of the championship game. Rob had somebody who was active, and they kind of called off the dogs against Michigan.
Oh, yeah, Archie Dinakino.
Yeah. Or no, it was
DiVincenzo.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, come
one of those
on.
Annoying Villanova
come
guards.
Come on, you got
a shot. Yeah, Rob missed by a point. So I finished sixth. Don't remember last year at all. Couldn't tell you one guy on my team.
I'm reminded that I have two friends born in Vermont. I just thought you might want to know that
Danny?
I was also born in Vermont. I think of Danny as a Massachusetts guy, but he was born in Vermont.
Danny is
Daniel
a masshole.
Robert Klingscale.
Danny is a masshole.
That's what I've heard, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
My friend Sean, who lives in
if you can't
Hillsboro,
figure that one out,
yeah.
He's born in Massachusetts. You do the rest.
The first time I went to New Hampshire, my friend lives there. He's like, yeah, that's what we call him. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
It was fun.
That is awesome. No,
yeah, I went guard heavy, went threes heavy, and I had a couple alterations to my normal plan, which usually puts me at right in the middle of the pack. What I decided to do was not try to hedge any bets. Well, I got these two guys in the first. I better get somebody else from the other side in case this team loses. You're not going to win that way to me.
Because you've proven it for
yeah,
20 years. Yeah,
I've proven it. Pick your teams and then rock and roll. The guys who win every year are the guys who have three guys from two teams that go to the Final Four. They get to the Elite Eight. And, I mean, generally, they flood the Final Four or at least the Elite Eight with players. Do that. And if you're wrong, you're wrong. You might finish last, but you're not. It's the only shot you got to me to finish in the money. It takes a lot of fortune to not have it that way and get to the final.
So it's kind of like tournament poker.
Yeah.
Push sure. all your chips, get a big stack early.
I don't think about
so
that.
So you can lean on people.
I assume that.
And if you get bounced early, you get bounced early. But right. if you don't,
there you go.
You got a big stack and you can push people around.
There you go.
So there it is.
Agreed.
It's all game theory, I think is what they call it, Curtis.
Yes.
It's all game theory.
I've not generally been good at.
Well, I...
7-point game. A minute left. But that's yeah, that one's going to be over.
76-69, Minnesota over Louisville. We will go to it if it tightens up a little bit more here. We'll bring you the finish of that. Jed, are you ready to go to the finish? We are ready if we need to. Let's see where we got. Who's at the line? Minnesota's at the line, so I don't think we're going to need to. But we'll keep an eye on it, see if it gets close. Auburn is now taking the lead on New Mexico State, 30-26. LSU only up 7 on Yale.
Maybe there's hope for my 14.
I had Yale in the upset as well.
I almost got a Yale guy last night and decided against it. Actually, the only guy worth getting was taken. It worked out well.
All right, so we got a 9-point game. 78-69 right now. And we are at 50 seconds. So let's see. If this goes down, maybe we'll check it out. Yeah. Should we go to it? What do you think?
A little flavor of the tournament.
Yeah, take it in. Hear the finish of the first game. Minnesota and Louisville right now.
As Oturu's free throw is good. They thought that put them in, but then a lot of things happened around the country. Put them right back on the bubble. Then they made a little bit of a run in the Big Ten tournament, Robbie. They got wins in the tournament over Penn State and Purdue before losing to Michigan, and that certainly salted it.
Well, you've got to give this team a lot of credit. They've been on the bubble for what seems like the better half of this year. As we see Daniel Oturu make the second free throw, they've hung in there. They got big wins and now going to be rewarded with an NCAA tournament win.
Cunningham on the drive down the baseline is shot blocked, but Oturu commits the personal foul. And Oturu, with that foul, his fourth, will send Cunningham to the line for a pair. 43.9 seconds to go. Minnesota 80. Louisville 69. Cunningham at the line. First free throw is good. One more for Cunningham. In comes Quan 4. And Richard Pitino's squad creeping ever closer to our first mild upset of the NCAA tournament. A 10 beating a 7 as Cunningham hits both free throws, and Chris Mack will use a timeout. He's got one remaining, 80-71. Minnesota by 9. We've got 43.9 seconds.
All right, there it is. They'll go to the timeout, just under 44 seconds to go. 80-71, Minnesota leading Louisville by 9. So we'll go back there if it does tighten up. Getting ready for to turn things over to the Kansas pregame as we get you ready for the Jayhawks and Northeastern right here on the home of the Jayhawks, Sports Radio 810 WHB. So stay tuned for that. We are broadcasting live at Rockin' Brews inside the Prairie Fire. Great spot to come watch some tournament. A lot of folks here settled in, got all the games on for you. You can come down and take advantage of half price on all 53 taps and $5 apps as well here at Rockin' Brews. Happy hour all day long during the tournament. It's what we're celebrating here on the first day of the NCAA tournament, March Madness, here on a Thursday. So Richard Pitino and that hair are going to win.
Somehow. It's a good thing that doesn't count in the, how you're successful as a coach, but he's going to be moving on. And they'll be taking on the winner of Michigan State and Bradley, which is coming up in about half an hour or so. Kansas fans hoping to maybe get a win and avoid the Auburn Tigers, the best three-point shooting school in the country. A little bit of hopes. They're still early, 31-29, though. New Mexico State hanging in with Auburn through the first half. That's a team that, we said that going into this game, one team wants it in the 80s, the other team wants it in the 50s. Well, right now they're trending towards 60-60.
Yeah.
Know, which of a team that wants to slow down and a team wants fast pace, who do you think is winning that pace right now? It seems kind of in the middle.
Yeah, it does. And I'll say this. I mean, New Mexico State knows how to win. Mm-hmm. They've won a bunch of games. They haven't played high-level competition. But those teams are always scary. They don't rank high in the KenPom. They don't rank any in the metrics because they haven't beat good teams. But they know what winning feels like.
Hell yeah.
And they're confident
That's
in
a
themselves.
Big thing.
So I think, you know, New Mexico State's going to give Auburn everything. And I love the parallel that Auburn is the Iowa State of the SEC. Because they had a stretch where they lost, like, what, 6-7 in a row?
Right.
I mean, one point they're top 10 in the country. Another time they're plummeting down because they can't seemingly beat anybody in the SEC. I think that team is one that you may hate that you faced them and you may love that you faced them because they can play so far up or down.
Well, I think at 32-29, it's looking more like a New Mexico State type game. Auburn is just 3 of 12 from 3, so they're putting them up there, but they're not really hitting them. That's a team that led the nation in three points made, baskets made this year. They have just 3 so far through 20 minutes.
All right, so they are at the half, 32-29 Auburn. Florida State down 1 to Vermont, about 10 to go in that one, 16-15. LSU 61-54 over Yale, and Minnesota wrapping up against Louisville. They're up 9 with about 39 seconds to play, 80-71. So the Gophers are going to be moving on. We're going to be moving over to Kansas and Northeastern. Percentage chance Kansas wins?
75.
I like that. I think that's about right. I think the Jayhawks get it done. I think the fact that they know they're not that good, so to me, that's one of the things that's going to keep them focused.
Yeah.
Is that they're not sitting there being like, we'll just roll the ball out there. They know they got to do things to win.
Plus, they say, hey, guys, I lost this 4 to a 13.
Plus, I've heard so many people say, oh, they play like Iowa State. So these are the kind of teams that give Kansas trouble. Usually when I hear that, usually when someone's calling their shot, it doesn't end up working out that way.
You know, although Bill Self said, I hope we play better than we get against Garden. Yeah. Better than Iowa State and Texas Tech.
Yeah, he knows what it is. All right, we want to thank everybody here at Rockin' Brews. Great spot for you to come down and enjoy the tournament. Happy hours going on all day long. Half price on all 53 taps. $5 on some of the apps. It's a great spot to eat some great, great food. Most underrated part. Cool atmosphere, yes. Great patio, maybe the best in the city, yes. Live or rock music on the screens. But now we got NCAA tournament. Great food, great people. Come on out to Rockin' Brews here in Prairie Fire.